Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Frogman. It's directed by Anthony Cousins, written by Anthony Cousins and John Carsco, starring Nathan Tumosuk as Dallas, Chelsea Grant as Amy, and Benny Barrett as Scotty. The plot is, three friends in search of the Loveland Frogman finds out that he is more than just a local legend. It can be watched now on Screambox, so if you don't have Screambox, definitely check it out. It's like $5 a month. It's well worth it. Be sure to fucking sign up. We've been subscribed for, I think, 2 years now. Right, Corey? I think something like that?
Yeah, worth it.
It's absolutely worth it. The amount of content you get on it is fantastic. So
some of the best movies we watch are like smaller indie films, and you can find a lot of it on Screambox.
Exactly. So be sure to check out Screambox. This isn't an ad or anything. We just love them. So you can actually watch this movie on there. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror, and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I got to do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil, and dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you gotta look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. With that said, 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Frogman?
I actually really enjoyed this. You and I, we both love found footage, and we both discussed how we hadn't actually reviewed one in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Luckily, this is actually a newer film that came out, I believe, within the past month or two, and it scratches every itch I had. It was super entertaining. It did start pretty slow, but it picked up, and shit hit the fan.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it redeemed itself for sure. We were talking about before we started recording that we were kind of just watching this and we really hadn't taken any notes because just really nothing happens for a bit.
Exactly. Nothing really goes on. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're just hitting like a ton of bricks after they meet George. Like that's third act. The third act was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like a fever dream.
One of my favorite things about the whole movie was it was kind of short. It was like a little over an hour long.
Yeah.
It was an easy, fun watch.
Yeah, I can watch it, right? And then be like, all right, I'm done. Now I can do other things. I don't have to sit here for like 2+ hours being like, chapters? Why do we need chapters?
Oh, yeah. This is like the first movie we've done in a few weeks that doesn't have chapters.
Exactly. This is an hour and 17 minutes runtime. And it's short. Don't get me wrong. I mean, most movies tend to be 90 minutes or more. However, I think what they did in the hour and 17 minutes was great. I think that they did really well with building tension all the way through. And then as soon as they found the guy who took a photo of Frogman, his name is George, as soon as they found him, things just went crazy. Like now we're talking, they're in the woods, it's dark, everything's in night vision, and so much shit is happening. Corey, the unveiling of the frog, I kind of lost it. I was like laughing a little bit, but later on, I literally laughed out loud when I saw the frog. You probably know exactly what scene I'm talking about.
There were several. And Frogman fucks.
Frogman does fuck. Yeah.
That was the quote of the movie. I heard actually several times.
I bet he fucks. He's always crouched down, teabagging. Probably his thing.
using his tongue.
Yeah. Hey, he fucks.
He fucks. The reason I knew this movie was going to be crazy was that first clip in the beginning with, was it Monster Soup?
Yep.
with that guy talking. He reminded me.
Bullshit, Jeremy J. Bullshit.
Tom Haverford. He was the reincarnation of Tom Haverford.
Who's Tom Haverford? For those who don't know,
Aziz Ansari from Parks and Rec.
Ah, yes.
He sounded exactly like him.
Okay. Oh my God, you're right. Holy shit. Aziz Ansari tends to play a lot of the same character, doesn't he?
He's definitely another one that was typecast, though. I think he got canceled, so.
I read that. It's like someone was trying to cancel him, but it turned out it looked like it was just a really fucking awkward date. So, like, the poor guy was getting thrown under the bus for something that probably just he read signals wrong or whatever. Just like, oops, that was dumb. But
so he's playing Tom Haverford in real life.
Yeah, exactly. So whatever, he's probably still doing fine. He's doing movies and stand-up and all that shit. He's funny. So it's unfortunate he got canceled, but it happens. So, dude, yeah, I'm watching this. I laughed. I laughed at the bullshit Jeremy J. bullshit. I was just like, I feel like, okay, I'm going to circle back here. With this internet personality, this almost like YouTuber, Jeremy J., do you feel like you see a lot of these type of clips appearing in found footage films now? Like, as a way to kind of drive the movie or something? Because I feel like I'm seeing it more and more lately.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So, can you enlighten me on what other movies things like this has happened in?
Shit. Gotta think of a fucking one off the top of my head.
Because, you know what? I kind of thought Deadstream.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was very similar to Deadstream, but...
Okay, yeah, Deadstream had that kind of feel to it, but Deadstream is a whole different ballgame. Like, it's required in Deadstream. This was just, like, I think they just threw it in there to be, like, a YouTube personality, and just so Dallas is like, that's it, I'm gonna prove them wrong. Fuck you, Jeremy J.
So, were they kind of alluding to Dallas being the kid that was in the beginning?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Yeah, because... Obviously, like he said it like towards the beginning, he's like, you know, no one believes me. So like to me, that automatically made me feel like, OK, so, you know, he saw Frogman when he was younger and now people still don't believe him. And Jeremy J is talking about how a photo was taken and some footage was taken, but no one believes him because of one thing or another. So, I mean, that's why he went on this whole spiel, is to try to prove that he wasn't wrong and that it's real. And we all found out that Frogman is apparently a real thing. And dude, I don't know. Is he claymation? Did he look claymation to you?
I don't know if it was claymation. I think it might have been just someone wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Like a
okay.
slimy suit.
Yeah. Because
there was a lot of frog cum in this movie.
It was all over the fucking place, dude. Oh my God. It was like on the trees, on the tent, like everywhere. It was like all over the ground. Like
Amy gets some on her later in the movie and she gets like hypnotized.
Yeah, he's just splooging everywhere. She's like gray eyed, can't see anything, which I thought that was cool looking. I don't know like if they did that like in post, like Adobe After Effects or whatever, or if they just had her wearing contacts, but I thought that looked really cool. They did some cool stuff with that, like the eye stuff.
Yeah, either that or it was like contacts, but I assume it was like you said, they did it in post.
Yeah. Yeah. Post or contacts.
It was probably easy to do in post.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've done it in post before. I mean, just to like play around. It's not easy. It's probably easier now than when I was doing it, but it's doable. It's absolutely doable.
Yeah.
Like doing the blackout eyes and shit like that. Yeah, I've done it. It's not easy. So they get to this town and it's Loveland, Ohio, right? I think that's the name of the place. So Loveland, Ohio. Now, I was actually looking into this. Apparently, it's an actual thing because as I'm watching this movie, I'm thinking like, this is a low budget movie. How did they get so many frog pieces of memorabilia to put into this movie? I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, they just made like a museum.
Yeah, basically.
When they showed the wand and the flute, I was like, oh my God, I hope they use those. And they did.
He did. It was so absurd. Oh my God, man, I loved it. So yeah, this is apparently an actual place, Loveland, Ohio. There's like a folklore of the Frogman. And I didn't like read too much into the folklore, just kind of like overviewed it. And there's also a Frogman festival that happens every year.
So this whole thing reminded me of like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre when they go into that city or the town there and everyone's like, don't keep going or you're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
It was very similar in Frogman with they met the guy. I think it was a guy to get or the gift shop.
No, the lady.
And then, what was her? Gretel?
Gretel? Yeah.
Gretel. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Who ended up being fucking cult leader?
Yes. No, dude. That scene is absurd, man. It is absolutely absurd. So I think we got to talk about, though, is like we got to talk about this three main characters, three pivotal characters in this. There's Dallas, there's Amy, and then there's Scotty. Scotty's important to know because later on, some fucking shit happens with him, man. He gets all sorts of fucked up. So the three of them, they decide to go on this whole like trip to find Frogman. So that way people believe Dallas. It's like his documentary. He's a filmmaker, right? And he decides he's going to use that freaking camera, the old camera that they were using way back in the day when they were on that family trip. And this is how he got that standard square box look. So we didn't see really anything in HD. It was all just kind of like that hi-fi 8 look the whole time.
Which I thought was a really cool look.
Yeah.
I thought it looked awesome for this type of movie.
Yeah, I think it's necessary when it comes to found footage films. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, people going around with like an iPhone and shooting, and then maybe they find the iPhone, they find the footage, that's fine. But there's something a little different about doing the like the high 8 stuff and having that be kind of the main focus, because that shit doesn't upload to the cloud, you know? You just find you just find it, and you know, now it's really found footage. So it's hard to find stuff when it's in the cloud, but I mean, you can find a tape somewhere and then it looks all grainy and shitty and you're watching it. But based on the ending, this could be debatable whether it was a found footage film or not, or really it was just like a filmentary.
Well, that's the kind of how they, what they led us to believe at the end, that it was a movie.
Right. Exactly.
That Dallas was the director of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And side note, before we keep going here, I'm just browsing the IMDb page. Did you know what the tagline for this movie is?
No, please tell me.
Brace yourself.
Okay.
The croaks are no hoax.
Okay. It's no fucking hoax. That's gold. That's gold, Corey. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I also found a band I really enjoyed after watching this movie.
Oh, the one where I wanted to fucking just eat weed the whole time listening to them?
Frog Lord.
That's Frog I was Lord?
Like, I wrote it down in my notes. I was like, this music sounds like something I would actually listen to. And then I was watching the post credits. Sure enough, it was an actual band.
Yeah, they're on Bandcamp. Look at that. Oh, my God. I just looked at their Bandcamp, dude. For those who want to see it, froglord.bandcamp.com. They have 4, 8, 12, 16 albums on there, or 16 releases, all have a giant-ass frog on the album cover.
Since the dawn of time, mystics have foretold the coming of the Frog Lord, an ancient amphibian with death-ray vision and ectoplasmic slime.
So, oh, you're reading the folklore now.
Why doesn't The Summoned have a cool story like this?
I don't fucking know, man. I don't know.
Dude, look at that, the thumbnail. The guy with a mask.
Oh, I gotta look at that. One sec, one sec.
That's a cool mask.
Man. Where were you looking? Oh, on the right side. Yeah, Frog Lord. Yeah, that is a cool mask. Look at that. Holy shit. Yeah, it's got like three faces to it.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, so.
Kind of looks like you.
Don't give it away.
Fuck. Sorry. Edit that.
Edit. The word's out now. Everyone knows I'm Frogman. I'm Frog Lord. Okay, everyone. I'm not Frog Lord.
Born on the Bayou. But I'm just looking at some of the song titles on these albums.
He's got shows. He's
Is it one guy?
I think it's just one guy. He's playing three different shows in the UK. More than three shows. Oh, my God. He plays a lot.
A Swamp of My Own.
That's fucking funny. That is too funny.
The Frog Lord Cometh.
Oh, my God. No, the Frog Lord did cometh, all right, in that movie.
Several times. Several times.
Several
and
times.
And all over the place.
All over.
A Frog in the Bog. Oh, my God.
Dude, so
Reptilian Death Squad.
It's insane. We're going to have to listen to that later and just smoke a ton of weed. And I'm going to fucking melt into the floor and listen to Frog Lord.
Make some grilled cheese.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, I'll be making grilled cheese on the floor.
Oh, man. This is great. This is a review of one of the albums. An amazing journey through the swampy sonic wasteland.
Oh, my God, dude.
One of my impulse purchases that had become a modern classic in my collection. Keep it filthy.
Okay, well, I guess I know which one we're going for.
All right, I've had enough of that.
All right, we'll look into that a little bit more later. So with this movie, there's not a ton to talk about, like from the beginning up until the third act.
It's literally like the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, the last 30 minutes of the movie is basically all you really need. You could kind of just sit around and do jack shit, and then as soon as you hear George, you're like, okay, well, all right, I'll start watching. Because for the most part, it's like three friends on kind of a road trip, if you want to think of it that way. Like, they're just going over to Loveland, Ohio, and they're going to go learn about Frogman. They're interviewing people. Amy's acting like a Southerner, I guess, and Scotty's just hanging out. He's like the cameraman. So they're interviewing these people. There's this one guy. I'm like, holy shit, I want that fucking shirt. Because it's a Ray's Occult shirt, which I don't know if you know this, is a Ghostbusters reference.
No.
No?
I mean, I do now. I just didn't put two and two together when I was watching it.
I saw that and I was like, I have that book, kind of. Like, actually, in
yeah,
my...
Yeah, you do. It's on your fucking bookcase.
Yeah, exactly. It's there. So I saw that. I'm like, oh, I would love to fucking have that shirt. Because I'm a big Ghostbusters fan. So seeing that, I was just like, I'm freaking nerded out.
Yeah,
so,
it was the bookstore in the movie.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, this whole first two acts, not much really going on. I mean, there's a part where Gretel is like, you know, you shouldn't go and look for the Frogman. You'll regret it, that type deal, blah, blah, blah. And then Dallas is like, well, that's not going to stop me now. Then they go and, like, they go find the Frogman. But, I mean, there is one scene, and this isn't part of the third act. It's where Dallas, Amy, and Scotty, they go into the woods, and they think they found the Frogman. And it turns out it's a guy dressed up as a frog. And what he does is he does, like, the Frogman tours, and he dresses up as Frogman. And, obviously, that pissed Dallas off, because that's not what he saw. He's like, I saw Frogman. You're not Frogman.
It was so funny, though, because this kid is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
That because he got, they kicked his ass.
Yeah, they did. Like, hey, that's my mask. How am I going to get it? He's like, jump up there.
He's like, I'm just working.
I'm just working. I mean, you don't blame him. He's working. He's doing his thing. Okay, so all of that's pretty much done. Oh, wait, you know what we should probably talk about, too, is that Dallas and Amy, they had a little fling. And it's like kind of like a one-time thing. Dallas has feelings for her. She, not so much.
Yeah,
so.
But that was kind of all secretive. And was it? She told Scotty, right?
Yes, Scotty knows. So
Scotty doesn't know.
No, well, now he knows that she likes him, but typically he doesn't know.
Back to Frog Lord, the song, the song in the movie by Frog Lord was called Swamp Boogie.
Swamp Boogie.
Amphibian right. Ascending.
I gotta freaking listen to this. It's, what's it on?
I don't know. I only saw what was on Bandcamp.
All right, well, Swamp Boogie.
I'm gonna check Spotify while you're talking. Oh, it is on Spotify.
Oh my God. Look at Live at the Anvil. Look what he's wearing.
No, I'm, is this on Bandcamp?
Yeah, it's on Bandcamp.
I closed it because I couldn't take it anymore.
He looks like he's wearing something straight out of like a, you know, a dominatrix.
Oh yeah, Gigi Allen costume.
Yeah, that is quite the Gigi Allen looking costume.
Super Scoopa.
Swamp Boogie is the last song that he plays live. Makes okay. So much sense.
Yep. So this Swamp Boogie song is the one that was in the movie.
That's the big hit right there. That's the single. Right.
Much like a couple episodes ago where we talked about Korn.
Yeah.
I mean, they needed us to talk about them so they could start selling some records. So
of course.
Frog
of course.
Lord can thank us for all the records they're about to sell along with Korn. I still haven't got a royalty check from Korn.
We haven't gotten a royalty check from a lot of people's.
Mm.
We're due.
We're just not going to make any more episodes till we start getting royalty checks.
Yeah, because we keep promoting people. We keep fucking making things happen. Bands are coming out of retirement because of us.
Yeah. Chimera's doing shows because of us.
Yep. Nev Campbell's back in stream because of us.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to own that.
I completely forgot that one, dude. That is absolutely because of us.
I said, she'll be back in 7, and the whole Scream franchise is going down. She's going to fucking be Ghostface the whole time behind the whole thing. There's like a whole Scream cult. Ghostface cult. We'll see.
Ghostface cult?
Yeah.
I thought you made a Wu-Tang Clan reference for a second.
I did not, but okay. So, yeah, let's get back into it. Okay, so all of that's done. They've done like the whole leading up to it. So they decide to leave the hotel. They're driving. They get pulled over by the cops. The cops like, you need to get out of town. You need to get out of the B&B that they're staying at. You need to get out of here and go back home. And Dallas is like, okay. And like, they all agree. And then Dallas is like, not until I see George. And that's the pivotal point where you should start watching this movie, because they meet George. He shows them the photo that he took. Apparently, George's granddaughter was taken by the Frogman, and he's like, I don't know, he's been living with that regret his whole life or ever since it happened. So George kicks them out, and then Scotty, Dallas, Amy, they decide they're going to set up camp and they're going to look around and see if they can find Frogman. Amy goes off. She's already angry at Dallas for probably numerous things. So she goes off. She's gone for an hour trying to find Wood and Corey. Now we're circling back to the frog cum all over the place.
They find it on the tree at first?
Yeah, they found it on the tree at first, and they're like, oh, we're close. You know, so they can see that some shit's going to happen, and they find Amy. She's standing there, like, grayed out eyes, covered in frog semen, tadpoles, something.
Yeah, tadpoles. We'll go with that.
We'll go with tadpoles. So she comes out of it, and she's just like, where am I? And they're like, you've been gone for an hour. And then, Corey, we get an appearance. Oh, my God.
Dude, I thought for sure that you fucking splooged your pants because it was a background thing when we saw him for the first time. Yeah, okay, I figured. Yep. I even wrote it down. I'm like, Steve just blew his load.
Yep, absolutely did. It's love background stuff, man. It's yeah, creepy.
That's what it was. Like, you see, was it Scotty?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you see Frogman, just like the face just appear in the shadows in the background. It was so fucking cool.
It just pops up like out of nowhere. Like, and they're like, oh, and you know, they just run.
Yeah, and you hear Amy screaming.
Mm-hmm. They truly did sound terrified. So the acting, I thought, was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
acting was great.
Yes.
By everyone in this movie. For a low-budget movie like this, everyone was great.
I thought for a low-budget movie, they did pretty well with this. I'd say it's one of my one of the better found footage films I've seen. And I've seen a fucking ton. I've seen so many. They were playing every single day at my old place. Every single day. Hours and hours. I've seen them all. I think I've seen every single one. Every found footage film, I've seen it. I have now. So they get split up. And poor Scotty, he lands in like a ditch or whatever. And Corey, I'm trying to like make sense of this because obviously Frogman stood above him, but what dropped on him? Was it the frog tongue that dropped on him? Like that red substance?
It was either that or frog cum.
Red cum. Sure.
It was one of those two things because I think this is the last time we saw Scotty, right?
No. We saw Scotty after that because...
Oh, right. Because he went like full transformation.
Yeah. Yeah. And the transformation is kind of funny too because you know what they say. You're not supposed to touch a frog or you're going to get warts. What do you think happened to Scotty?
He became a wart.
Yeah, he became just a giant ass wart. So
that sounds so ridiculous.
It's fucking insane. It's so insane. So, but this felt like it was going to be a death scene to me because you see Scotty, he's like scurrying back and you see the frog man just kind of stepping towards him and that's kind of all you see, and you like you hear a yell and he's like begging and pleading, but somehow he actually ends up meeting up with Dallas and Amy and he's not dead. But Corey, I fucking love this part because like this is where I'm starting to like I love it because it's so absurd. I'm just like laughing my ass off about how nuts this is. So they all get in the car. They got their footage. The frogman jumps on top of the car and he's looking in. Man, like, it's nuts. It's nuts. It's just a ridiculous premise.
Yeah, and that's, when I first heard about this movie, like, I didn't really want to watch it because I'm like, Frogman, this sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And it was terrible in, like, the best way.
It was, yeah. It was terrible in, like, all the good ways.
Yeah.
It's campy. It's silly. It's, a fun horror movie. So that may sound ridiculous already, but now, so they get back to the B&B, the bed and breakfast. And this is where shit really goes off the rail. Because, Corey, Dallas is hearing some Tibetan throat singing, I guess?
It was like, yeah, it was some kind of chant.
Some, like.
You're actually pretty good at that, damn.
I am. I've been doing that since I was a kid, just on and off, like. Like that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's a talent. So that was happening. And Dallas is like, I'm going to go look. Amy's like, I'm good. I don't want to look. And so him and Scotty, they start to go down. And Scotty's slowly transforming into whether it's a frog or a giant ass wart. We don't know. So they go down. They're going through like all these little caverns. And
side note here, when they find that little tunnel,
Yep.
There is no fucking way you would get me to crawl through that.
No, fuck that, dude.
It was like a pinhole in the wall this dude crawled through.
Forget it, man. I see those spunking videos on like TikTok and shit. You know the ones where they're like crawling through caves?
No. I'm not on that side of TikTok.
I hate that side of TikTok and I'm on it.
You're on spelunking and goth girl TikTok.
I know. I know, man. My TikTok is fucking weird. It's like nightmare and dating and nightmare and just fucking real life. I don't know. It's like, Steve, here's all your nightmares. It's like, cool. Great. I couldn't imagine like going through a cave that some of these people do and they just crawl through these little crevices, man. And they're like so thin that you can't like raise yourself up. You kind of just have to like shimmy yourself through. And it's like maybe 9 inches like in diameter or some bullshit. You're basically like crawling through a small little hole. These people are crazy that do that. They're nuts.
Yeah. No, you know what? Now that you say it, I have seen some stuff.
Yeah. And there's always one I see where this guy died upside down in a cave because he got stuck in what is called the birth canal. It's like too tight of a hole and he was hanging upside down. And they couldn't get him up, so he died that way. And they just closed up the hole. And that's where he's buried, in that hole. So those people are bonkers, man. I could never do that.
Nope. No way.
Yeah.
Even if it looks safe, no fucking way.
Unsubscribe. I'm good.
Yeah. Count me out, bro.
Opting out. No thanks. So they're going through these all like these cave holes and stuff. And Dallas makes it out. And he sees a cult, a frog cult. And there was hints of it earlier, and I'm like, oh my God, we're going to get a frog cult, aren't we? I'm like, this is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, and then it happened.
Sure enough, we get a frog cult. They're trying to sacrifice a girl to the frog man, and she's standing there all in white. They're all wearing their black robes, and it's Gretel's, the main lady like in the cult. And then at, like the last second before the frog man is supposed to like take this girl, you see George. George rips off one of the robes. He went in like in disguise, incognito, and like just ripped the robe off and shot the frogman and and got the girl out of there. And oh my God, man, crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
It was so much fun though. I don't know, man. Yeah. It was right up there with Return of the Jedi.
What? Come on. I may have peaked the audio there. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then they start leaving, and here's where now I'm confused, because this turns into a fever dream of flashing images and whatever the fuck's happening.
This is from Amy, right?
For what?
Amy started hallucinating.
Oh yeah. So like when Amy, she starts to hallucinate, but it's like not before they find these sacks, and in these sacks are people, and
They're like cocooned in
frog sacks. Like they're like in sacks. And so they pull this one girl out of like these egg sacks and she's pregnant. And I think she gives birth to a tadpole.
Oh my.
You think, like, this is insane. It's like a ridiculous, ridiculous movie. So they pull her out. She gives birth. And they're like, they wanted to help the others, but they couldn't, I guess, for some reason. And so Amy starts freaking out. She's having all these visions. And, dude, the screen is flashing. For those of you who have epilepsy, maybe just turn away for a second. Because.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm watching it, and I'm like, fuck me, man. What is going on? So there was a lot of flashing, a lot of shit happening, a lot of images. And the next thing we see, and Corey, I hit the fucking roof. And, like, I probably pissed my neighbors off laughing. Amy snaps out of it, but not before we see her wrapped up in the frogman's tongue. And she's being pulled towards the frogman. Corey, I lost it.
Yeah, I was fully engaged at this point, dude. I might have spit my drink out. It's funny.
I was like, I just did one of those like loud, you know, that kind of yell.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know what? My neighbors can listen to me yell and laugh my ass off for once.
You listen to stomping.
I do. I do listen to stomping constantly. So she manages to get freed. And I'm thinking to myself this whole time, like, she's going to have the same fate as Scotty you know, covered in warts or maybe turning into a wart. We don't know. Scotty's gone. We saw his like whole face turn into like just warts. And we think maybe he died, maybe stuck there. Maybe he turned into a new frogman. We don't know. There could be a sequel coming. So Amy and Dallas, they're like making a run for it. Of course, like before Amy went into this whole like vision quest deal, Dallas professes his love to her. And naturally, bad timing, dude. Wrong timing. So they get out of there. George leads them out of there. George is like, go along the water. You'll find the town. I got to go back in. If my granddaughter's in there, like if she has a chance, I'm going in. So they get out. Amy's on the ground. She's screaming. Dallas is holding the camera. He's like, we got it, though. We got the footage. And she just wants nothing to do with him. And we think end scene, fade to black, right? Because what happens is like the text comes up that like what happens after. So, for instance, George was never found with his granddaughter, and Scotty was never found, and things like that, right?
I love that. It kind of made it seem like a true story.
Yeah, yeah, and that, like, Amy and Dallas haven't talked in a year since it happened. And this part made me laugh, too, because at some point, it just started becoming a comedy. So, at the end, it said, for Scotty, and
yep.
I laughed, dude. I didn't hit the roof as much as I saw the fucking Amy wrapped up in the frogman's tongue, but I definitely laughed my ass off. So, and then you just cut through the scene where there's like a whole like theater full of people, like they're maybe just doing a screener of it. And then Dallas is sitting outside and they're trying to call him in to like, you know, because, you know, he made the movie and they wanted to recognize him, but he never goes in, and then it's just kind of end scene, fade to black. And that's the movie.
This is why I think it was literally a movie that he directed, but it also might have been, you know, based on events that he experienced.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It was a bonkers movie. I had fun watching it. It made me laugh my ass off at points. But, Corey, what do you give Frogman?
So, this gets a 3 out of 5 for me. I was pretty bored for a lot of this, but like we talked about before, the third act was so well done, and it brought me right back in. The film was a lot of fun. It reminded me of Blair Witch at times, and I haven't seen a movie like that. It just gave me that dreadful feeling, the shitty camera angles, and yeah, there's been a ton of found footage movies over the years, but this really brought me back to that feeling I had the first time I saw Blair Witch. You know, it was super dark. The camera work I thought was really good. I know you didn't like it. Sound design was awesome. I thought the acting was really great for an independent film. But my only complaints were it was very slow until we met George.
Yep. Until George came into the mix. Fucking, he's like the tequila that you just bring into the party. Like, y'all drinking beer and then fucking tequila shows up.
So. Yeah, yeah. Everyone gets their buzz on.
Yep, everyone gets their buzz on and goes nuts. So, yeah, I mean, I do have something to say about the camera stuff, but it's janky, right? But, you know what, I'll go into my whole little review because it explains that. So, I'm going with a 3 out of 5 on this as well. The movie did start off really slow, but once again, when they met George, that's when the movie went into overdrive. Yeah. Sound design was good, and I'm not exactly sure what they used for Frogman, if it looked like it looked like claymation. Maybe it was just a giant oily suit. We don't know. Maybe we'll have to talk to them, and maybe we'll get Frog Lord in on the mix. Some parts, due to the janky camera movement and quality of the classic high 8 camera, were hard to make out, but at the same time, that's kind of the whole point of found footage genre, is that look, that gritty look. So, though that sometimes it's hard for me to just, like, pay attention to, like, what's happening when everything's fucking all over the place, it's, like, necessary. It's a necessary evil. Again, people with epilepsy, beware, by the way, because there's a ton of flashing imagery, and it's a relatively short film to watch, so if you like found footage stuff, I say check it out. It can be banged out in less than 90 minutes. Easy watch. And for the most part, you probably just could fast forward and watch 30 minutes of this movie, and you would be entertained.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was at. If I had known that I would only have to really watch, like, say, the last 45 minutes or so, I might have done that, because the first, you know, half of the movie was absolutely nothing for the story.
Yeah, nothing at all. It really didn't. They interviewed a couple people. There was, like, a cringe scene where they're partying in the hotel room, but that's about it. And not a lot of stuff really drove what happened at the end. Like, he already knew he needed to talk to George. It's not like he met someone in town who knew George that led him there. So, honestly, him talking to any of those people at the beginning didn't even matter. All he needed to do was get to town, talk to George, go to that. Then, final act. So, yes, you can skip ahead, and you'd be entertained.
Yeah. Beginning had nothing to do with the story. It was kind of disappointing, but...
Yeah. But it's okay, man. You know, you have to kind of, like, build it up, I guess. And, like, they could have maybe elaborated more. I mean, at least we got the guy that said that Frogman fucks. We got that, at least.
That was actually, like, in all the reviews I read, too, before we watched it.
Scene Frogman stealer Fox. Right there.
Yeah. Yep. Scene stealer.
Scene stealer. The director is probably like, hey, you want to be part of this film? And he's like, sure. And he's like, we need you to say something good about Frogman. And he's like, oh, Frogman fucks. And they're like, all right, well, that's the tagline. They should have used that as the tagline as well. Frogman, he fucks.
I think they did.
No, they didn't. Come on.
If you'll watch the trailer. It says it in the beginning.
Oh, God, come on. Come on.
I'm serious.
This is why I need to be in marketing. I'll look it up after. That's fucking nuts. Oh, man, that's funny. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30ScreamsOrLess@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30ScreamsOrLess. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.